everybody. My name is Miri Segal. I'm the CEO of MSIR. I'm happy to be here today and to see, at least virtually, so many familiar faces among those attending Nova's Investor and Analyst Day. Many of you attended the live Analyst Day back in June 2018. Well, if it weren't such an understatement, I'd say a lot has happened since then. Since 2018, Nova's revenues have grown 50%. Also, over that time span, Nova's share soared from $30 to more than $100. And as you will hear today, we plan to continue and execute a profitable growth strategy that consistently enhances shareholder value. As much as we would have hoped to host this event in a nice New York City hotel over breakfast or lunch, management will do its best to share the presentation in the most accessible and engaging way possible. First, we will allow Nova's executives to make their presentations and provide a peek into Nova's strategy, financial milestones, growth engines, and competitive advantage. It is also very important for us to hear your questions. So please feel welcome to share your questions in the chat during the Q&A session following the presentations. Before we begin, may I remind all participants that certain information provided on this virtual event may contain forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor statement outlined in today's presentation also pertains to this virtual event. Now, sit back, enjoy your cup of coffee or tea, and let's welcome Eitan Oppenheim, Nova's President and Chief Executive Officer. Hi, Eitan. It's been a while.
Yes, Miri. It has been too long.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Miri, and thank you all for joining us today. It has been a while since our last Investor and Analyst Day that we had face-to-face in 2018, and we really hope that you and your families are safe and healthy. During the presentations today, we will try to catch up and share with you our recent business and performance highlights, current market forecasts and drivers, technology directions, and most importantly, the strategic plans and growth engines. With me today, I have Dror David, our CFO, Zohar Gil, our Chief Marketing and Business Development Officer, and Chai Wolfing, our CTO. Together, we will cover the main topics during the next 2.5 hours, including Q&A session by the end of the presentations. Before we jump into the details, it's always important to present ourselves to those who are new to the story. Nova is a leading innovator and a key provider of metrology solutions for advanced process control used in semiconductor manufacturing. Our main goal is to deliver metrology solutions, which means that we deliver highly accurate dimensional and materials measurements through the fabrication of advanced chips that are created on a silicon wafer. Our technology supports measurements of small devices in a sub-angstrom environment, or in other words, less than 110 billionth of a meter. The last 1.5 years was very challenging to all of us, as individuals and as a society. The current environment is quite different from the one we left behind at the end of 2019. As new work methods were formed, industry were changed, different priorities took shape, and our personal lives were profoundly affected. In this environment, the semiconductor industry proved to be very resilient, pushed forward by various drivers. As a result, Nova growth accelerated and we continued to outperform the industry in several indexes and in several performances. Revenues in the last 12 months grew at around 35% to around $325 million. Market cap grew also significantly, reaching $2.8 billion. During this period, we also showed our continuous resiliency with increasing output and production of around 50%. We continue to invest in emerging technologies with R&D spend reaching highs, new highs in new products, reaching 25%. As a result, we recently launched three new products: the Prism, the Astera, and the Elipson. Another consequence of our investment in new and differentiated technology is that we filed approximately 50 patents just in the recent months. Our patent counts to date stand at around 440, and we will continue filing them to protect our growing investment in technology. We continue growing the company, strengthening the territories, and expanding our workforce to around 800 employees globally. So what is so unique about Nova? It's all about our fundamentals. We deliver a unique portfolio of X-ray and optical to measure both dimensions and materials. We invest a lot in disruptive technologies that will fuel our future growth. Our main domains are optical and X-ray capabilities, as well as advanced combinations of hardware and software. We continue growing because of diversification in various semi segments in DRAM, in V-NAND, in logic, and of course, in foundry. Dror will elaborate more, but we are very proud of our efficient operational model that provides the companies with the means and capabilities to continue our profitable growth. And finally, our culture, which is very important, that is based on strong values, leadership, and socially responsible behavior. So what we are really doing? Based on very advanced and accurate hardware systems, we measure hundreds of wafers per hour, which, in case you are wondering, is very fast, to allow our customers to increase yield and shorten their time to market. Basically, we shine light or X-ray beam into the wafer, and using the reflection, as well as smart, highly advanced physical and mathematical model, measure the dimensionals and materials properties of the transistor. Why is that becoming difficult? I'll just give you two small examples for what had happened to the semi devices during the last 5 years. In logic, we grew from 150 million transistor per logic chip to around 11 billion transistor per chip, and in memory, we grew in the SSD from 30 layers to around 150 layers and continues to around 200 layers. From that, obviously, we should talk about the industry. So what is happening in the market, and why we are so optimistic about the market? Usually, in regular presentation, I would show only the left side, with the standards growth engines that all of us are experiencing in the last 10 years, which all of you know are the AI, the smartphones, data centers, crypto mining, et cetera. But the last year and a half affected the fundamental drivers of the industry in three main ways. One, COVID-19 has changed the way we work, play, shop, and interact, and accelerate both the traditional engines like smartphone, PCs, and others, but also the new ones like AI, data center, et cetera. As a result, the whole infrastructure to support the growing demand for data had to grow faster, and we see the influence on data centers and mobile infrastructure like 5G and mobile that's supporting the 5G. The second one is the temporary global trade limitations imposed by the pandemic and created larger local investment, mainly in China and in the U.S. To meet the demand for this accelerated trends, the industry had to quickly adopt and accelerate the development of several technology inflection points to enable new and better devices, all of which creates a favorable environment for us to capture more opportunities and outperform in the next couple of years. So what does it mean for metrology at all, for the demand, for the attach rate, for the intensity? On the dimensional side, we can see that in all segments, customers are investing heavily to improve the device performance. If it's logic, moving from FinFET into nanowires and fork wires, if it's in V-NAND, moving to higher rate of memory cells, and if it's DRAM, for higher and complex devices. The more difficult and complex it becomes, the higher the demand for metrology is, and therefore, intensity and attach rates are going up, and demand, of course, is growing. In our second segment, which is the material side, things are becoming complicated as well. Changes in scales and architecture only are no longer enough. And in order to improve performance, our customers are introducing new materials in each new generation. It creates demands for better inline process control and for new measurements like composition, stress, and strain. The usage of new methods for materials engineering is reflected with the growth of both our X-ray and optical solutions for materials. With this background in mind, I am very delighted to introduce our new strategy plan and our new model. Based on our forecast and growth drivers that we see ahead of us, we present our Nova 500 plan. Our target is to reach 500 million in organic revenues by the end of 2024. We believe that the combination of share gains, TAM expansions, with our new products, technology innovations and disruptive portfolio, the unique methods and the unique combination of hardware and software, and better utilization of our growing install base in the services side will help us get there. If we should elaborate on the two main elements of our growth, which is the organic growth and the inorganic growth, let me just share with you the next two slides that showing our pillars and our strategic plans in these two areas. The first one is the organic growth, and we are basing our technical organic growth on few pillars. The first one is a differentiated technology. Nova is the only company that can provide materials and dimensional metrology by two main technologies, which is the X-ray and the optical. The second one is the combination of physical and machine learning software capabilities in order to enhance hardware capabilities and provide very advanced solution. The third one is the service revenue. We think that with the growing install base and the growing demand for our tools, we can utilize more the install base and increase our operational and service revenue. And the last one is the continuous demand for lab capabilities to move into production. And we would like to look at many of those laboratory capabilities and see if we can convert them into inline capabilities. Regarding the inorganic engines, as I said before, we continue searching for them in a non-optimal market and focusing on the following areas. The first one is early access to lab technology that we can convert into inline and infab capabilities, like we have done with the XPS, Ellipson, and Prism. The second one is enhancing our materials metrology that we are leading currently in order to continue our leadership in this segment. The third one is expanding our software machine learning capabilities to stretch and enhance our hardware performance. And finally, to keep looking at semiconductor adjacent markets like advanced packaging and compound semi. This slide concludes my part, and with that, I would like to invite Dror David to discuss Nova's financial performance and future directions. Dror?